Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
MLW Superfight is Saturday from the world-famous 2300 Arena in Philadelphia. You can watch it live on Triller. In action will be all your favorite MLW stars, including my guest at this time, representing the dirty-ass bastards, Tony Deppen. Tony, how you doing, sir?
I'm not too bad. I just got off work and gonna get ready to go to the gym.
Now, the work in question, is this at the bar?
As well as the brewery I have, I work for the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, and I do legal work. Oh, I have a degree in legal, the legal field. I was smart. I got my degree. Like, wrestling won't be there forever.
How do you find juggling not only the brewery, but your legal work and your wrestling work?
And I have two kids and a wife.
And the two kids and the wife.
Yeah. It's extremely difficult. I don't have a lot of time to myself, and, you know, I just kind of prioritize things. That's what it comes down to. Like, it's exhausting, and sometimes I've gone, you know, to sleep for like 3-4 hours and woke right back up and went to work. And it's just, it can be exhausting, but it's also just the way I operate. Like, I just realized I got to get stuff done, and I'm not going to succeed by just sitting on my ass hoping it happens.
You do what you got to do, don't you?
Yeah, it doesn't make it easier because, like, I'm 35, I'm going to be 36 soon. So it's not like I'm like some 23-year-old that's like balls of energy. I just try to find a way to stay awake, and I don't even drink a lot of caffeine or anything either. I just run on natural energy somehow.
You find a way, you always do. You've spent over 10 years as every bit of a wrestling journeyman. You've been there, you've done it all. But MLW has only really been on your radar in the last year or so. What finally led you to Major League Wrestling?
Well, first off, I've been doing this for 17 years, longer than 10 years.
Wow, I apologize. Missed out seven whole years there of your wrestling career.
Yeah, I've been doing this for my entire adult life. So MLW, I got... they reached out to me because the one person that was doing some agent work was a big fan of mine through Ring of Honor, because he helped book Ring of Honor, and he asked me if I was interested. And I was just like, you know what? At the time, I wasn't sure what was going on with other companies I was working with. So I said, screw it, let's do it. And then I did the first match with Hot Sauce Tracy Williams for the Opera Cup. And then they offered me all these other dates and I broke my arm. So it was like, well, that's on hold. So I didn't think they're ever going to reach out to me again. And thankfully, Court and all of them still reached out to me after and honored the bookings that they wanted to give me. And then they gave me more. So when I say I lost my only stream of income, I literally mean it was the only stream of income I had, like when I broke my arm. And no one would hire me because what am I going to do with a broken arm? I can't lift anything, you know? And like, I was applying for jobs and I was getting interviews for legal work, but just nothing was happening. And then around September, I came home from England, and thankfully I got offered this job that I currently have, and I love it. But the time I broke my arm, I lost all that money. I could tell you, I was never in a deeper space wanting to just be done with everything, because, like, I have kids. I want to take care of them, and I couldn't. Like, and my only source of income was gone. So it was extremely difficult for those 5-6 months that I was out.
What pulls you out of that?
My kids, my wife, hope that there's something better on the other end. I wasn't sure what was on the other end at the time. Like, I was going through a lot of personal problems. Like, literally the day my arm broke, it seemed like everything around me just collapsed, and like my personal life took a really bad hit. I broke my arm. I lost all the money that I could be making. And I for those first like 2.5 weeks, I drank every day and just got drunk. And then I woke up one day, I was like, I can't do this. Like, I just can't. Like, I'm going to hurt my family, and I got to stop this. So I decided to, well, I didn't stop drinking, but I only drink like maybe once a week now, if that. So, but it was essentially, I wanted to keep going because of my children and my wife, because if I gave up, I failed them.
And you didn't, and we are where we are now. And you continue to go from strength to strength. You're in the brewing game as well. What inspired you to get into beers?
So it's weird because I didn't even start drinking alcohol until I was like 24. I never really did it. My father grew up with a problem with drinking. Thankfully, my father is just like how I am, that he could stop drinking one day, and then he's like, I'll just have a beer today. And I won't drink for another 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 2 months. Like, so like that put a negative stigma on alcohol for me when I was younger. And then I took a trip with my girlfriend at the time to a place, Sam Adams, and I really liked their beer. And then I started getting the craft beer even more in like 2013. Then my friend and I joined a homebrew competition because we wanted to try it. And we just kept doing it. And then we did some homebrew festivals, and we did quite well. Then my business partner got super drunk the one night, and he's like, hey, I applied for an LLC for the brewery. Let's try to do this. So here we are 7 years later when we first started homebrewing, that we're 3 years into our business, and we have two locations. So it's going well.
The stuff that you brew is wonderfully out there. I had a look on Untappd earlier, and we've got plum white chocolate and coconut mango sticky rice. What's been your favorite one so far?
So I'm a little bit different with my beers. I like light beers like lagers, or pilsners. So those are the beers I gravitate towards the most. And we have a beer, the Pottsville Pilsner, which Pottsville is the city that we are located in, and that won the best beer in the area, which we bought Yingling Lager, which if you're from America, you know who Yingling Lager is. We beat them out, so I was just like, yeah, eat shit, Yingling.
It's a good shout. Now, I spent some time with Mike Bailey the other week. He was in the UK, and he was gushing about Fightertainment, which is wrestling shows that come from the bar. What's the story behind how that came together?
Mike and I were on a show together, because like we do all the GCW shows, and he was just showing me that he had something like Fightertainment in a small brewery in Canada. And it was like a tiny mat, like 4x4 or something like that. He's like, do you ever want to try to do something like this at your place? And I was like, hell yeah, let's try it. So the first one we did, and people were like, wrestling's not big in my area. Like it is, but it isn't. But it's hard to get people to come out to it. And we weren't sure. So like, we didn't really have any agreement on who got paid what. And Mike's just like, oh, the first show you take the money. Yeah, we did quite well. And the bar did quite well. And then the second one, I was like, Mike, you're taking all the money and we'll take the bar. And it just kept like escalating. Now we're just like, we do really well for those shows. And we try to do 4 a year. And every time they just keep getting better and better and better. And I can't wait to see the future has with them, because Mike is wild with his concepts. And they're always exciting to see and hear.
We had a great moment in the back of an Uber on the way to the venue for the show that Mike and Vader were on. And just to eavesdrop on them booking Fightertainment shows that were coming out of your bar was wonderful to hear. And what's been your most surreal moment from those shows that they put on at the bar?
Just having, just having the people believe in the product that we're putting out. And we have people coming from Philadelphia, which is like an hour and a half away, and people coming from Buffalo, which is 5 hours. We have people traveling for our product because they believe in it. It's awesome. Like we create, like you won't find a form of entertainment like that in our area or within 2 hours of our area. And we're creating something cool, and we're just going to keep building it and making it to something even better. And like, I'm excited to see how it grows and what it becomes. Like, it's such a cool thing. Like, it was such, we were gonna probably just have like a one-off, and then the first one happened so well. And Mike was like, Tony, when's the next one? We should have announced it tonight when the next one is. Like, I'm like, oh, let's figure it out soon. And we did. And then we doubled the ticket sales for the next one.
Watch them on Speedball Mike Bailey's Twitch if you do want to keep up with those. But you found your way to MLW. It's currently you, TJ Crawford, and Griffin McCoy, the dirty ass bastards, which I think sounds great in British dialect. It's a relatively new partnership. How did it come about?
I've known both them for a very long time. And they just asked me if I wanted to help guide younger kids. And I was like, yeah, let's do that. Because I was just saying to Mike Johnson, I don't know what my future holds in wrestling. Like, I'm older. I'm not exactly the most ideal size in wrestling, to be honest. But I'm grateful that I was able to do what I've been doing. Like, I've traveled to 9 different countries, 30 different states on somebody else's dime. So it's so cool. And I remember starting wrestling that I never had anyone that could guide me. And I feel like I would have been a better wrestler if I had those opportunities, but I never did. And now I'm in that boat that I could help guide children, or not children, but younger wrestlers, and get them to a better part of wrestling. I might not be able to do the coolest moves in the world, but I have a wealth of knowledge from doing this for so long and working with some of the greatest wrestlers in the past 10, 15 years. So, like, I love the spot I'm in. I love being able to help these kids. I love being able to be like, hey, that sounds great, but do you ever think about this way? And put wrestling in a different perspective for them, which is always helpful.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
MLW recently forged a working relationship with New Japan. It kicked off when you faced Kushida. Are there plans for you guys to run it back in Japan?
I don't know. That would be great. I would absolutely love that, because I want to go back over to Japan. But like I've said thousands of times to people, that I'm a realist, and I understand that, you know, maybe sometimes wrestling doesn't have a spot, like, for me. Like, I'm a wrestler guy, you know, and there's a lot of them out there. And I understand that there are only so many spots for that type of position. So maybe one day I will, maybe one day I won't. If not, well, that's that. But I would absolutely love to do it. Like, wrestling Kushida was awesome to begin with. I never thought I would get an opportunity to do that. You know, like, it's just surreal to me. And, like, I'll be grateful forever that MLW gave me that opportunity, because that was only my second match in MLW. So for them to be like, hey, you're wrestling Kushida on the second show we've ever had, you know, I was like, wow, that means they see something in me, which is awesome to hear.
It's a commitment to what you do. You've spent 17 years in the wrestling industry, and you said there that, you know, you're a wrestler, and there's not many opportunities. You know, there's a lot of wrestlers who do what you do. Have you considered, or have you ever given thought to changing up what you do? Or is it a case of, no, I'm Tony Deppin, I'm doing what Tony Deppin should do, and I'm sticking to it?
I've always believed in sticking the course, because if you keep changing yourself up just because something, you're just going to get yourself lost, and you're never going to be truly authentic. I've always been me, and I always will be me, and that's the way I like to portray myself, because this is art. It's all subjective. And I couldn't see myself being a hokey guy doing comedy. I couldn't see myself. I can't be a masked wrestler. I can't be a lucha guy. It's just not me. Like, it wouldn't match me, and I wouldn't feel authentic, and I wouldn't have fun. And the second I'm not having fun, I'm leaving wrestling.
Exactly. When the butterflies go, when the excitement stops, then that's when you should. It's been an incredible year. We're looking at a sort of boom period for wrestling now. Big year for WWE with massive changes there. AEW have some huge plans in motion. TNA is back this year. But what makes Major League Wrestling's journey so unique, and their offering so unique, compared to some of those heavy hitters?
They're just offering an alternative product at this moment. Because, like, when you think about it, it's like, every company is just like, has the top indie guys come in. Like, that's all it's ever been. Like, Impact's always been at AEW. Like, they'll randomly be like, hey, well, here's Adam Copeland versus Minoru Suzuki. Like, have like Minoru Suzuki randomly, like, just spring up against Ed or Adam Copeland. So they were like, whoa, that's cool. Like, all these weird, they a lot of indie or Major League Wrestling areas run off of the Dream Match one-offs, which that was the PWG model for so long. But MLW is doing a lot of, hey, here's younger kids that you probably haven't heard of, or maybe you have, they've been only in like scramble matches, you never got opportunity to see what they can actually offer. And I feel like that's what MLW is doing. They're offering spots for people that may have never gotten an opportunity to have a shot or a spot like that, but they deserve it because they can go, and they just need the right eyes on them. And I'm a firm believer in, if the right eyes get on you, you will get somewhere. So, like, that's what MLW is offering at the moment. Like, it's real, like, it's not one-off dream matches. It's like, okay, well, like, yeah, you're gonna have like one match that does it, but then the rest of it's like us, a solid roster that we're on every show, and we're running angles, which is a thing we're missing in wrestling currently anyways. Like, so it's good to see angles with, like, you know, with the, like, oh, here's a one guy from New Japan, which is cool. But, like, you can only do so many cards with, oh, every single match is a dream match, one-off match. That shit gets real stale real quick, in my opinion. Some people don't think that way, but that's the way I look at it.
And they've told some incredible stories through MLW. Guys like David Boy Smith Jr. really found his feet in that promotion. And then you've got Jacob Fatu, an absolute beast. Alex Kane, the reigning MLW World Bombayé Heavyweight Champion. He's in there with Satoshi Kojima on the weekend. The open door policy is a really fascinating one. It does invite away from the storyline driven stuff that MLW really does so well. It does invite a few new players to come in. Who would you love to see get involved with MLW through that open door policy? Who do you think is on the scene that you think would fit in well and would blend well with what MLW is about?
Are we talking independent guy that's not signed or anywhere, or are we talking any?
I reckon we should open the door wide open and just go anywhere, Tony. Like, anyone on the landscape who you think, do you know what, they'd be a great fit for what MLW is all about.
It's what, like, I can think of some like big name guys, like a Zack Sabre would be great to have, but that would fit MLW's style very well and like the product that they're trying to present. Non guys on that scale, like, I don't know really, to be honest, because like I used to have my ear to the ground to younger wrestlers. But, like, when I, you know, broke my arm, I kind of, like, disassociated myself from wrestling because I love it so much that I couldn't watch it because I hated it. Like, I was like, I can't do this. I don't want to watch this anymore. It's like, it's really hard to think, like, who the hell would I have come in and just like,
if we pivot it and maybe say, is there one that we should be watching for? As opposed to like a big name, you know, somebody who I know you disassociated when you broke your arm, but obviously there's a lot of younger guys that come through the system as well.
Tag team wise, I would say they can't go on Earthbind anymore, but the Bang Bros, I would love to see them have an opportunity and just go out because they're a really good tag team. And I feel like we need more tag teams in MLW to really like showcase that. I feel like that's might be the, in my opinion, maybe the weakest spot because it's like there are tag teams, but not like many. And I feel like the Bang Bros would be a really good fit. And they just keep getting better and better every time I see them. So that'd be really cool to see them come in and showcase maybe like a one or two shows, see what they could do. Like them against Wasted Youth would be phenomenal. Probably. I can only just imagine the cool stuff they would do. And then let's see, a singles wrestler. I'd say I love that they have Love Dog because Love Dog is literally like, no pun, all puns intended, like loved. I love Doug. Like literally it says it in the name. I love him and everything about him is so freaking cool. And like, it's such a wild concept that has the name and you could run so much with it, but he's already in there. But like, I would love to see him just be like a centerfold of it because he's just freaking phenomenal. And he's a good person too. But like, and then they're starting to bring more people in. Like they have Jake Chris coming in. Sammy just randomly came back in, and then it's nice that they're giving an opportunity to Jeff Cannonball, who is probably my best friend in wrestling. I've always thought he should get a little bit of more of a shine, so that's always cool to see. Or maybe, yeah, I just thought about this guy from H2O, Rocket. That kid's insane with the stuff I've seen him do, and just I would, you know, so what I would do is like now just it's just now my floodgates are opening. So our Fighter Entertainment champion, well, we do matches at our Brewfest, and the champion Jason Furious and him and Rocket, they always wrestle each other at these shows and they do the most wild crap in the world. And I would love for those two to have one match at MLW, give them 10 minutes and then let them just tear the freaking roof off the place and do the most insane shit. Like, that's my, I know they would kill it because I've known Jason for 20 years and I know what Rocket's capable as well. So just be the wildest stuff. And also then they could put over my champion too.
the wildest comes to us this weekend at the 2300 in Philadelphia for Super Fight. It's going to be yourself, TJ Crawford, Griffin McCoy versus Nolo Kitano and Wasted Youth, who we mentioned just there. Beyond that match, Tony, what is something, and we'll end on this one, what is some of the goals that you want to achieve whilst you're part of Major League Wrestling?
I would like to help the younger kids. I really am looking forward to that. Whether or not anybody cares my opinion, I really don't know. I look at it as like, when I give opinions, some people have looked at me like I have 8 heads, but like, that is my main goal, is to help as many as people that want to get helped or would enjoy my constructive criticism. But also like another goal, it's like, I just really want to have fun at this moment. Like, I had a really bad stretch those months being off from wrestling, and then coming back, I feel like I really lost my space at all the companies I worked for, and it really was disheartening. And I almost just like, I remember being in England and just texting my wife, like, I can't fucking do this anymore. Like, this sucks. Like, I feel like everybody was just being rude and nobody was, I like the camaraderie that I left wrestling on with a broken arm was gone. And I was just like, I'm like, I'm not having fun. Like, I don't know if I want to do this. So like, I just want to have fun at this moment. And if I make lots of money, that's even cooler because I like having money. But the second I'm done and I'll be done with wrestling when I walk out, I walk out of a show, I was like, that was the most miserable experience of my life. And like, if I'm getting ready to go out to the ring, I'm like, I don't want to do this. I will leave wrestling And that's that, because I can't imagine Nunes not having fun. So like my main goal is just helping these wrestlers develop, and hopefully they can do stuff that I never got to do and just have lots of fun.
And we're having fun in MLW right now.
Oh, I'm having a blast. I had a blast at last trio's match. It was Alec Price and Wasted Youth versus us. Oh my, they gave us the amount of time they gave us, and we went out and hit it on the dot, and we fucking killed it. We got in the back as it's like, yeah, I'm like, that was a match I needed. Like, that was one of those matches that, like, you get done with. You're like, okay, that match made me feel really good about myself and also makes me enjoy this crap. And I feel like that's why they end up having another trios match this time around. Cause like, okay, that was awesome. Let's replicate it almost again. And which we will do. We will probably make it better this time, actually. Cause I showed up 30 minutes prior to that match, and they already had everything scheduled out for everything because I was stuck in a snow traffic.
And you just walked in and you were ready to go, and it was excellent. You would not have known.
Yep.
That's the dream.
I've been doing it for a while because I've been able to do that for a while. So if I show up late, like, okay, I can get this done.
And done it will be this Saturday in Philadelphia. It's MLW Super Fight. Alex Kane puts the MLW World Heavyweight title up against Satoshi Kojima. And Tony Deppen teams with TJ Crawford and Griffin McCoy against Nolo Kitano and Wasted Youth. It's going to be a huge night in Philly. Tony, if people want to keep up with your adventures, where can they keep up with you?
They can go to Instagram, which my Instagram is InstaDeppen. You can follow me on there, catch up with all my beer stuff, wrestling stuff, family stuff. And then my Twitter, I'll always call it Twitter. It's never going to be X. It'll always be Twitter.
Same.
But on Twitter, Tony_Deppen, you could just see me post a lot of nonsense, you know, and follow me all my wrestling shows and fun things that I'm up to in my life. But I don't really do Facebook because that's more of a personal thing. That's only for family only. So don't bother me adding me there because I won't add you.
We raise a coconut mango sticky rice beer in your general direction, Tony. Thank you for joining us on Cultaholic Wrestling today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.